Who wins? Who loses?
Good game. Good game.
Want to know what the experts say?
Hey, let's go bring it up!
Oh, well, we don't really have any experts per se.
Oh, bring it up! Bring it up! Bring it up!
It's the Danny Wright Show's weekly NFL picks.
We are the champions.
With Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. The Sports Buzz.
97.7 The River.
All right, it's week 11 in the NFL. I've got Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. Time for our wild card round of NFL picks. One person will give the other guys teams or games, rather, to choose. And you gave, I'll just throw it out there, you gave Brad the Rams at the Saints, and he's picking the Saints in that game. How could you not? The Rams are just falling apart completely. And for me, you gave me the Cowboys at the Vikings. I'm going to go ahead and jump in and tell you that I think it's the Vikings are the weirdest 8-1 team you'll ever know. I'm
shocked that they beat Buffalo. I just still am blown away that that happened.
I feel like even the Vikings, who could beat Buffalo and become 8-1, still would be an underdog if right now the season ended and they played the Niners in the playoffs. I think the Niners would be favored over them, even though the Niners are 5-4 and the Vikings are 8-1. The Vikings get no respect, and I don't know what exactly that is, but I also feel it because I don't really give them that much respect.
It's called the Dangerfield effect.
But I think you have to give it to them here. I'm going to go with the Vikings over the Cowboys. What was your wild card?
My wild card is the Kansas City Chiefs at the Los Angeles Chargers. I would like to point out that earlier in the season, I pointed out how fragile Mr. Bosa on the Chargers is, and he's still on the IR for a groin injury.
Yeah.
That's just a fact. I just wanted to state how correct I was.
Well done.
Because the whole thing with the pass rush duo with Mac and him, and I said they're going to play, you know, four to five games together, and that's it, because one of them's going to get hurt, and this is the outcome. So in this case, I mean, last week you saw that Mahomes just spread the ball to everybody on his team. I think Andy Reid even caught a field or a touchdown last week. But there's just no way. The Chargers are too banged up. You know, their receiving core, they still don't have Keenan Allen. They just are just beat up. And they're, you know, that they're a good team, but they're not the powerhouse everyone thought they were going to be. They're finding a way to charger it up again,
yep,
like they do every year. I got to take the Chiefs in this one. Mahomes is just too strong and too good.